And Leonardo obviously was going off to ask Jean de Paris about how to do things on vellum, not orthodox manuscript illumination, how to use dry colours, which are pastels. So that memorandum, which had always seemed a bit random, that little bit in the memorandum, suddenly fell into place, and a piece of evidence which had been lurking there rather unscrutinised, which we didn't really need to think about Leonardo and vellum. But the other aspect is you then think, well, why would he do it on vellum? And in that case, you begin to think about the function of it. Now, the Sforza princesses, as I'm calling them, the inner circle, the aristocratic ladies in the Duke's court, they're not technically princesses, but they are, in the vernacular sense, they received at key events in their life, particularly marriage, presentation volumes of poems, beautifully written in vellum. And some of the poems survive, some of the volumes survive. Very few of them, but there are other sort of things which people lose interest in. The poems are not much good, so nobody collects them for poems, so it's a kind of accidental survival. And the obvious reason for making this is so that you would have a portrait to go in with the book of poems. So at least there's a hypothetical model which would say that these laudatory poems describing the princess's beautiful eyes and roseate lips and all the conventions of court poetry and so on, and there were poets employed at the court, including a fellow Tuscan of Leonardo, Bernardo Bellincioni, a semi-aristocratic poet, Gaspare Visconti, another one, Niccolo da Correggio, who was employed also by Isabella d'Este. So there were little gangs of these poets producing this pretty dreadful late Petrarchian love poetry. And I think at some point, obviously somebody decided to rescue the portrait from a book of not very distinguished poetry.
Is there a correlation between the formality of the portrait and its use in one of these codex?
Yeah, what I realized, it had been obvious, but I didn't kind of pick it up, was that all the Sforza court portraits of the inner circle, the Duke's family, are all in profile.